welcome to season two of Young Valley Leaders, episode 20. I'm here with Brittany Keel. Super excited. Thank you all for joining in here today. If you aren't familiar, Young Valley Leaders, we feature the upcoming movers and shakers here in the Lehigh Valley, in our backyard, making happen for themselves and our community. Brittany's a huge part of that. We don't know each other personally super well, but we've seen each other and met each other, I don't know, beginning of our careers. Yeah, hundreds of events over the past rough decade or so. Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited, frankly, just learn more about your story and learn about the impact that you're making here, because I know there's a lot of different things that you're involved with and within the business community, within the diversity community, within the business community. You mentioned business matters before we started talking. I could probably explain what that is a little bit to those that don't know, but here on WFMZ 69 with Tony Iannelli, and so much more. So thank you for taking the time here today and coming to the show. And
absolutely. Thanks for having me. Super excited. I love the Lehigh Valley and absolutely love that you're doing this show to really pour back into the youth and the young professionals here.
Yeah, it's critical. And I mean, you mentioned young professionals. Let's just start right there, because I think there's something that we connected on initially was from the Young Professionals Council in the Chamber. I think that's where I first met you.
Yeah.
Probably you were hosting the event.
Yeah, probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, so let's start there. And I think we can probably unpack or unroll, cut through that onion, whatever that is, of the involvement through the Chamber. But I know you're so much more than the Chamber. It flows out in the rest of your life, and probably why you got it involved with areas of the Chamber that you are in now. That may be some assumptive, maybe not, but I'd love to hear it from you if you care to share.
Absolutely. I absolutely love working at the Chamber. I've been there a little over 7 years. I have started in the Diversity Council, still in the Diversity Council's role, but I've kind of almost, you could say, like worked your way up. I found a true passion for...
So you're like running that council, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I found like a really good passion for what it's doing, the impact it has on the community, as well as the impact it has on the individuals that are within the different groups, and to just see some of them like flourish. Like, for example, I love watching like certain people like within the Young Professionals Council group. It might have been someone that they are wonderful in their career, but it's completely different than what we do at the YPC in terms of like public speaking and whatnot. So there's been quite a few people that have gone on as chairs, past chairs, that have said, wow, thank you so much. Like, I've really been able to do something that I learned to love, but didn't think I could really do it in terms of public speaking and being that person at events and that people are going to.
Yeah. Shout out YPC. I mean, in so many ways I could say that same thing for myself, and it's even sitting at this table, you know, and being able to build confidence and being able to build the relationships and being able to just build that network and that skill. And most of the people that we've had on the show over the past 20 episodes, networking and having that confidence to put yourself in the room has kind of pulled forward in whatever areas of their craft. And it's so critical. I think we've had a past chair, Krista, right?
Yeah, Krista Verdelli.
Yeah, so she was on a few episodes ago and really spoke to the depth and importance of her experience networking, but more specifically with the YPC. So what is the Diversities Council? And how does that inflect or make an impact within the business community in and of itself?
Sure. So it falls under the Great Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, where what I would call like an arm underneath of it. So a lot of people say, can I be a part of this and still be a part of the chamber? But it's all one umbrella. We just have different avenues of people, so that people can get involved in what their niche might be or how they particularly identify. So that's kind of what the overarching goal of the Diversity Councils is. It's for those people that maybe in their business community, they don't have employee resource groups, or they don't feel safe to like say, hey, I really feel really strong on this woman's thing, or hey, I really want to do this for the African American group. It's a place within our Diversity Councils where people can, one, come there and feel like they're around people that are like-minded to them, as well as be able to pour in their own community and the passions that they love that's kind of outside of work, but still can be business focused. So we now say we're as much as a chamber of business, but also a chamber of communities. So we are still absolutely focused on a lot of business things. We do a lot of educational topics as it relates to the workplace, but we also do more like heartfelt type of initiatives or events that are pouring into different nonprofits like the Boys and Girls Club and those types of events that's also directly impacting the community that all of us really live in here in the Valley.
Yep. Government, for-profit, private, nonprofit organizations are all part of the circle of making it happen.
Yes.
And I imagine there's different, you know, pending the events or pending the business, you're supporting them in a different way, right? When you you know, the huge PPO Air Products and they have a whole philanthropy arm that's focused on the community, and what they're doing with that is likely different than, you know, a 40-person, you know, professional services company that's trying to figure out how they want to approach diversity in their workplace or even giving back to their community in their workplace.
Which is one great thing, I think, about what the Diversity Council and the Chamber has to offer is it not only, like you said, it's not only catering to larger businesses, but sometimes you might have larger businesses who are pros at something in terms of, like, inclusion in the workplace, come in, be the speaker, be on the panel to be able to, one, they feel like they're giving back, but also they have knowledge that small businesses don't always have access to knowing.
Yeah, and again, knowing that you're working with a lot of different people at different you know, levels of business pending size, but are we working and thinking and communicating mostly with, like, HR professionals within particularly bigger companies, or is it more like at a management level or individual person level that who shows up to different events? How does that work?
I'd honestly say it's all over. I'd say that there's a part of HR and marketing that want to get their brand out there, get people to know that this business has an inclusion statement, that they're inclusive, or that they have X, Y, and Z to offer. I think it's also hiring managers and HR people that are saying, hey, I met so-and-so, maybe they're new to their role, and it would be great for them to go network. I've had that a lot happen with our YPC group, where their manager will actually send them, because maybe they relocated to the area, to just go out and network and get to know people. And then there's also people that just find out about us on social media or in our e-newsletter that they reach out individually, have nothing to do with necessarily their business, but just want to be involved and get to know people that way too. So it's really spread out.
Yeah. It's a large, it's probably not just one point of contact. You're working through the whole chain. Bringing it up a level though, you've been at the chamber for 8 years roughly. But it didn't start there, right? You know, I think I was doing some sleuthing on LinkedIn. You have a sports medicine or management education master's?
Yeah, it's very
good for you.
Very interesting.
So, I mean, I'm came from a totally different educational background to where I'm at professionally as well, so I totally get it. But what was your path there? Did you just see an economic development position open? Was it, like, diversity that you were trying to get more involved in the community and this is great. Like, what? How'd that happen?
I was really thrown into it. So, like you said, so after I got my master's in sports management, the second year I realized, wow, I really don't want to work in sports. What I really wanted to do was event management and planning events. So my roommate at the time was actually working at the chamber in the role that I started in. Mm. She was leaving to start her own thing and said, hey, they're hiring, do you want to apply? And that's really kind of how it started, and then interviewed, got the job from there, and then quickly realized that, wow, I really like what we're doing here. I love the impact that it's making for the community, and then it just really fit in what my passions were in terms of really being able to give back. But also, I really enjoyed the event portion of it, and I've been here ever since.
How many events per year do you think you do or that you're involved with?
Over 400, and that's more than one a day.
Is that accurate? That
yes, the usually chamber over does the week more than
400. No, I'm not. I didn't mean accurate in the sense that that's not a right statistic, but I mean, like, in thinking that you're going to, like, maybe you don't, you probably don't attend every
Correct. I'd say I probably go to half.
Okay,
of
all right. I was going to say, because holy, what would you ever get anything done if you're going to three events a day or even, it's incredible. But it's a fairly, I mean, it's a big chamber, I think sixth largest in the nation.
Yes.
Fairly small staff. Like, I mean, it's not like tiny, but, you know, it's for 400 plus events and some of them being, you know, main stage, big size productions.
Yeah.
You got a mighty team.
Yeah, I'd say we're small but mighty. We have a staff about 35, 36.
Okay.
We stretch, like you said, a pretty large region all the way up to Carbon, Pocono, a little bit over in New Jersey as well. And yes, we, I would say, have a lot on our plate, but have the right people where they need to be to get the job done in the way that it needs to be done.
How important was it for you, and if you would look back at yourself 10 years ago, mm-hmm. kind of just starting to think of, man, I might not want to be in sports. Like, you made that turn. A lot of people, I think, struggle with making that turn.
Yeah.
Because they went to school and they did everything they were supposed to do, and they have, like, how important is it, and what allowed you to take that push or that leap of faith of, like, oh, this is a little out of my comfort zone. I'm not technically qualified, but I'm going to go for it.
I think that just knowing that there, although it wasn't in the same field per se that I had my degree in, there's a lot of skills that you learn in any degree that you have that make you equipped to do the job. It's probably a little different if it's something more tactical or electrical type of things, but there's a lot of things that I think I learned in my undergrad and my graduate classes that could be relate to any field depending on how I spun it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's something that when you're a lifelong learner and a critical thinker, when you take through all of those different experiences to determine, like, okay, how can I make this applicable? And something I'm keeping my mind open to that, frankly, I don't really exactly know what I'm stepping into, but the path seem interesting, and you're accepting those, like, new experiences and wanting that growth. I think that maybe is part of the roadblock for some people as well. Like, wondering, like, are they even good enough for, like, that next step? Mm-hmm. Something we were talking about a little bit before we jumped in, you mentioned you don't longer live in the Valley.
No.
But the Valley holds a job here. You still commute here a couple days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I guess hailing from Philly now, right?
Yeah, I absolutely love Philly.
Okay, yeah, Philly turn up. I love Philly too. Go Birds, go Sixers. Phillies are doing well this year. But you decided to keep your job here in the Lehigh Valley. I don't want to put you on the spot, but it seems like you're doing really well. It seems like you're really growing through the organization, and must be a nurturing place too. You know, be a part of, to, you know, want to continue to keep doing the commute a couple days a week, and some of the relationships that you're able to build here. What do you see for yourself in the next, like, 5 years, 10 years, as you start to move into the next, I'll call it, decade of your professional growth?
I think I'll still be here. I absolutely love the opportunities that I have been able to do working at the Chamber. I've met so many people. Like you said, we have so many events that it's hard to not meet a new person every time you go to events. So the network that I have built throughout the years is just incredible. And I think that where my passion is now is staying here. And I think I see myself staying here, but also getting more involved in the community. I think I spend a lot of time obviously doing my job and impacting the community in the ways and the avenues that we already have. But I would love to do smaller things, like with different organizations, where I can just kind of be myself, which mm-hmm. I am myself at work.
But you got to be on. You're at work. Sometimes. Yeah, for sure.
So I would love to do more of that, because I know it will impact in a positive way on the work that I do. For work.
Definitely. Are there any causes or organizations that are near and dear to you, or things that you maybe are kind of involved with that you want to deepen?
Youth. I love working with youth. So I am a part of a church in Philadelphia, and do a lot of things with the youth. Particularly, we did a little, it was a Youth Philly Day, and I helped volunteer. But seeing how happy the youth are when you're, one, just talking to them, but two, being able to give back and help them, whether it's like supplies for school, going back to school, or those sorts of things, I think is, I would love to be more involved. And even, like, I went over to the Boys and Girls Club. We had an event there last year, and just seeing the kids, like, to be more involved.
Smiles light up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing the kids and those smiles light up, it's like what you're doing, that immediate impact is right there.
Yeah, like they're going home saying, I had a great day because I did X, Y, and Z, and I would love to be a part of that.
Right, and you made it possible. You and your organization made it possible. Yeah. That's awesome. Very, very heartfelt. We're going to jump more into that when we come back here. I'm Lewis Holzman here with Brittany Keel on Young Valley Leaders, and we'll be right back.
WDIY has been broadcasting since 1995.
This is Mayor Ken Smith. Congratulations to WDIY for signing on the air.
We're with Commissioner Frank Donches of the Bethlehem Police Department.
We welcome Dr. John of the Blend today.
Bob Durow composed, conducted, and played much of the Schoolhouse Rock music.
Three is a magic number.
Step into the antidote to violence is to speak up against it.
WDIY for 30 years.
And we're going to be talking a little bit more here as we get in. We've been talking about the community. We've been talking about diversity in business. We've been talking about living here in Allentown and then not living here in Allentown, but still finding the Lehigh Valley a really great place to be able to flourish and grow a career and get involved with the community at deeper levels than work, making an impact on kids, mm-hmm. all things that resonate deeply with me, too. So want to change it up a little bit here. Projects, travel, anything that you're excited about that you want to share with us here that's upcoming in the back half of the year?
I wish I had a big travel thing to do. I have traveled outside of the country every year for probably the last 10 years. And this year we decided, no, we're going to home renovations has been my travel.
Hey, it's,
so
that's key.
What I've been doing.
You spent a lot of time at home.
Sure have. Yeah. Like, we are absolutely enjoying and learning to absolutely love our home as we're putting time, money, and effort into it. So that's been my so-called travel and project that I've been working on.
No, I love that. I love that for you. It's really important to have a place where all out and about and you're running 400 events a year. So to be able to just come back into the safe space where you know everything is, that you built it how you want it, like, peace. It's so, so important.
Getting there.
Tried to extract it a little bit, but I wanted to congratulate you, 40 under 40.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah,
that is an award from Lehigh Valley Business Journal that recognizes the top 40 professionals that are under the age of 40 here in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah. And Brittany won, along with 39 others.
Yes.
Congrats. Is there, want to tell us a little bit about that or what is even entailed with that initiative?
Super, super excited. Not necessarily... I'm someone that prefers to not be the center of attention, which is, I know, I do a lot of events, public speaking, but I don't like to be recognized. So to be recognized for this and know that someone honored me, which was my boss, Danielle Joseph, so shout out to her.
Shout out to Danielle.
But I absolutely love and appreciate when other people see what you're doing and want to give back. Kind of like give back to you. It's something that's sometimes hard for me because I just want to like give flowers to everybody else. Mm-hmm. I want to write the letters of recommendation for other people and like be the advocate so that they get recognized for all the good things that they're doing. So I'm super honored, super excited for this, and really blessed to be alongside all of the others, the 39 others that are also getting it this year too.
Yeah, I saw the list. You're certainly in with some good company, and it should be an amazing event. So again, congratulations.
Yeah. I said it's going to be a party because we're all good friends to celebrate each other.
Good people keep good company, and you keep those ones close. So it's no surprise that that's the case. So I'll definitely keep a lookout for that event myself. I want to take it a little bit on the deeper intrapersonal side. When we think about, you know, being a young leader or being a leader in the Valley, like what does that mean to you? And maybe it's not just in the Valley. Maybe it's just a leader in your community, your organization. But what does that mean to you, and any core guiding principles that you have that you live by that comes out as you drive it forward for yourself?
Yeah, sure. One thing I've always been told is to just be a good listener. And I've realized that when you do that, it makes the other person feel valued. Sometimes you might not even agree with what they're saying, but they value that more than I think a lot of people know, to just really be that listening ear. And yes, like speak back, give feedback or whatever it might be. But that's one thing that has always resonated with me, and to be able to just show the respect that you care about what this person is saying. And I think that that's something that really goes a long way in terms of, one, networking, getting to know people, but just conversation and long-term in terms of personal growth as well.
You know, being a good listener is part of being a fantastic communicator.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're replying with intention, not just because that's the next thought that came to your big brain. So being able to, people can tell the difference.
Oh, for sure.
To lead with that for yourself probably is definitely core to what has allowed you to elevate over the last 8 years in your role, and then certainly into the other community components and personal relationships that you have. What about things like self-care or healthy habits or routines or mental hygiene, anything in that, your life in that world?
So when I started working at the chamber and then I was thrown on to business matters, I said, I don't think I can do this. I cannot public speak. I was always the shy person. I was never a public speaker. And then all of a sudden I got in this role of doing business matters, doing more public speaking, and I learned to love it. I learned to absolutely love it and be confident in myself. And one thing that I've always said is I'm always someone that's not nervous or something. I am nervous, but if I tell myself I'm not nervous, then it will be better for me than saying jittery that I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I always tell myself, just say you're not nervous. It's fine.
You got
just
it.
Go up there, have fun.
It's a normal day.
Yes.
Yeah. mentioned it a couple times. What is Business Matters?
So it's Tony Iannelli, so president and CEO of the Chamber. It's his show on WFMC TV, and he does all things business related, but also will throw in different community aspects in terms of topics. So it airs on Mondays at 7:30 for the certain season that it's on, and he does topics whether it's related to business, community, whatever it's going on in the world, education. He had a young professionals show, so he does a lot on that show. And
he's been leading the chamber for a good little bit now.
Yeah, right? Over 25 years.
25 years. Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Got a great career to him. I know he's been at Lehigh Valley and Allentown Man for a long time. So.
Yeah, he's really led a lot of success, growth, and partnership at the chamber.
Yeah. Now, everyone seems to know Tony. How can you be surprised?
Yeah.
What do you do for fun? Here in the Valley, any best kept secrets, hidden gems? Maybe it's outside of the Valley, but yeah, we should go take a day trip and check it out.
I love to eat.
Big foodie.
Oh, absolutely. All types of cuisines. It doesn't matter what it is. I'd say I'm not allergic to anything, and there's really nothing that I don't like, which is sometimes a problem when you're at a restaurant trying to decide what you want to get. But I try to go to a different restaurant every month in the Valley, even though I don't live here. We have a group
of seven. That's an effort in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been doing it for probably a year and a half now.
So it's like a dinner club type of thing?
Kind of. I guess you could say that. Yeah. It started with
Invite only people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Not everyone. But it was just a way to keep our connection. We had some people that left the chamber because they got great opportunities, and it was just a good way to keep us tight-knit and to just check in on one another. So that's kind of where it started. So I really enjoy eating and going to different restaurants. But in Philly, it's almost, we have 29 days, I think, till the Eagles kick off. So that's absolutely my favorite thing about being in Philly is just, of course, because they're doing great right now, it makes it better.
Going to Birds games?
Absolutely.
The games themselves, the tailgates, or both?
The tailgates, the games, everything.
Right, you got anything?
Have our own game nights, everything. Yeah.
Do you have any games planned to go to thus far?
No, we didn't pick yet, which is, I need to get on this. But usually we go to one game a year, and then we tailgate at almost all the others.
Cool.
Or go to a watch party or have a watch party.
It's such a big...
You can't miss a
big
game.
To do. Yeah, no, I mean, to your point, they are doing so well. So it's easy to rally behind.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so fun.
It's a good time to live there, that's for sure. Especially with the parade after the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, I'm sure that was nuts.
Yes.
Yeah. How can people find you? Whether it's personally, professionally, if they wanted to reach out or follow you.
Yeah. I'm on almost all social media platforms under my name, Brittany Keel, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Everything.
Nice. All right. We can probably drop that in the chat here, or the chat, the comments. What am I in, 2005? Any advice, final comments, words of strength, or encouragement for our leaders that may be listening in?
I'd say just do it. I know that that's a Nike thing, but I just think that sometimes you just have to take that leap and just believe in either yourself or whoever is nudging you to do it. and just do it. One thing I learned working at the chamber is to not say no. Just say yes and you'll figure it out. Because most times if someone's asking you to do something, they don't want you to fail. They want you to succeed. So you'll be able to figure out how to get to the success. So just say yes.
Can I add on to that?
Yeah.
With a question?
Yeah.
How critical is it to have a supporting group that's prompting you to say yes or giving you the opportunity to potentially say yes? Because it sounds like the chamber has been a pool, whether it's employees in the organization directly or people that you've met outside of that that's given you that push.
Yeah. Super important. And I would almost go as far as saying if you don't have that, you might need to think about either who's in your close circle or where you're working, because I think that that is absolutely instrumental in the success of anyone's career, just to be able to, whether it might not be physically moving up in the role, but to just better yourself as an individual and as a professional. I think you need that nudge or even need a mentor to kind of also kind of challenge you with those questions to push you forward of whatever it might be to get to your success.
Yep, mentors are critical. Yeah. If you can't change the people around you, you got to change the people around you, right? That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, anything else here?
No.
And we're going to wrap this puppy up here. Thank you so, so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure getting to know you a little bit more. I look forward to seeing you at event sometime this summer or fall. It'll happen. But that does it here for episode 20 with Brittany Keel here on Young Valley Leaders. I'm your host, Lewis Holzman. Thank you so much. This airs on the second Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM on the radio, and then it's posted online on all of the different social media platforms, Spotify, YouTube. You can catch the video version of that on those platforms, and really appreciate the time and space that the folks here at WDIY give us to be able to share our stories. Isaac, new on the audio board. Thank you, my guy, taking over for James. Matt, always here in the studio with us behind the camera. Lauren, bringing the Young Valley Leaders brand to life through the logo. And that about does it, folks. I'm Lewis Holzman here with Young Valley Leaders at WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and until next month.